Lenten Day 24, Wednesday, April 3rd. Today, Bonnie, Connie, and I joined several dozen retirees and 20 students from a local parochial school. We gathered in the parking lot of the Greater Johnstown School of Technology in the Richland area of our town. What is this all about? On the first Wednesday of every month, these almsgivers pack and distribute food to the needy. It takes place outdoors in a parking lot in all four seasons. Weather is never a concern. Heat, rain, ice, or snow doesn't keep the poor people away, nor those who feed them. People are hungry all year long. Almsgiving is in style all year long also. You see, charity, plus prayer and fasting, is not just a Lenten discipline, even though it is stressed especially to us now during these 48 days. Why? The Bible tells us. Read Matthew chapter 6. Verses 1 to 18. You'll learn how to do all three of these Lenten disciplines. You'll also learn that, practiced together, they are righteous in savings. You'll learn, too, that you'll be rewarded by God for practicing them. Now just think about these last two sentences. Read them again. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are righteous and saving. And secondly, you will be rewarded by God for practicing them. Knowing all this, why would you ignore these disciplines? Good question. Just follow the Lenten prompts, practice these three disciplines with sincerity, and you will be mysteriously taken by God to a spiritual place that will speak to your soul and repair your life. Don't waste these saving Lenten days. Come the end of April, they may be gone for another year.